Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com, talking Sherrard Tiger softball with the senior center fielder, Hannah Waddell. The Tigers have hit a bunch of homers this year. We were out there Monday night, and I think they hit three in the first inning, and Hannah Waddell led off the game with a homer. The Tigers, Hannah, are swinging some big bats this year.
Yeah,
so tell us about this Tiger offense, and I know a new coach there with the Keith Estes, and he likes to swing the bat, apparently. How's that been working? Pretty good.
Pretty good, yes. He does love to swing the bat. He really thinks that's important for us to work on offense, and we have that mentality to always swing and be aggressive in the plate and just always try our best. And he always says, swing out of your shoes, so that's what we try and do.
Yeah, and I think I talked to him after the game on Monday. We were out there, and he said something about swinging the heavy bat. So can you speak to that a little bit and what that means?
He has a little tiny heavy bat that we swing at practice, which in the end really makes your swing faster when you pick up that lighter bat that you have. So when it comes to swinging a bat, it's like nothing because you've been swinging this heavy bat all practice. And then when you swing yours, it's light.
All right. So take big swings with the heavy bat. I dig that. Swing from your shoes. You've been saying all that stuff. So we were talking a little bit off the air. This is interesting because I know you're one of those kids that have played travel softball for a long time, but this was the first year you were able to hit one over the fence. You've hit two, I think. So what was the feeling like when you hit that first one this year when it went off the bat? Did you know it was out?
I actually did not. I was in awe, like, because I'm a tiny player and people don't really expect me to hit the hard hits, but I've been working extra hard to hit the ball farther each time. And when I finally got it out, it was just like a relief. Like, I finally did it.
Did you have a home run trot, or did you just sprint around the bases?
I just ran around the bases. I've never done it before.
All right. So, well, you let off the game, though, Monday night, the game we did, you hit the home run. And I think you sped around the bases that night. You got to work on the home run trot.
Yeah, I know. I sprint. I think I get too excited.
All right. And, you know, you bat lead off for the Tigers. So tell us a little bit about kind of the approach of being the leadoff batter. And you kind of hinted at the fact that, hey, got to be aggressive. So what is your approach at the plate?
I always try my best to work the count best I can and to lay off the pitches I know I can't get to. And I just try to go off aggressive and get on base to have that lead runner that Keith wants.
All right. Can you tell me, this is the most serious question you're going to be asked in this interview. All right. Are you ready for it? All right. What is your favorite softball cheer? And can you do a little bit of that for me right here, right now?
Oh, my softball cheer.
Come on. There's got to be a favorite one that you've been playing travel softball since you've been 2 years old.
Yeah. I like the one where it's like, get out, get out, get out, ball. Get out, get out, get out, ball. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, ball.
All right.
A little bit of a tongue twister.
I'm going to start doing that in the 50 and over softball league I play on Wednesday nights at Green Valley Softball. All right. So how enjoyable and how many friends do you think you've made since playing travel softball? And I said to you off the air, I said you probably started playing when you were like 2 years old. I know it probably wasn't that young, but I'd say probably 7 or 8. But
right.
Can you talk about the relationships you've made playing the sport?
It's actually crazy. I never expected to make the relationships I've made. Some of my best friends are on my travel team. Like, I've met a lot of good players and new people. And I think that one of my bestest friends is on my travel team now, like I said, and I feel like we'll be friends for a very long time.
Yeah, and that's the thing when you look at kind of in the Quad Cities area, when you look at competitive travel softball and how big it is. Why do you think that is, or why is there such a rich travel softball tradition in the Quad Cities, and so many kids have been impacted by the sport? Can you explain that a little bit at all, you know, since you played for so long?
Yeah. Okay, so I think there's like so many teams too, there's so many opportunities and so many different fields that like even tournaments could be held at. And I go and travel out, obviously, to other states for softball, but I feel like the real competition is, like, here in the Quad Cities. Like, we have a really good, organization of travel softball, and I think it's, like, the love of the game around here, I have to say. I don't know.
All right, so you didn't get to play your junior year for the Tigers because of the pandemic. I'm sure you still played some travel softball last year. So this year is kind of the – I know you're going to go to Augustana and play college softball. Is, you know, just you're down to a final month of playing for the high school team and maybe the final summer of playing travel softball. Are you reflective in all that, or is this kind of a bittersweet year for you?
Yeah, especially with the year last year that we missed. This year has really been special to me and, like, very important for me to just try my best throughout everything and always have a positive attitude. And it is very bittersweet. I'm going to be so upset when it finally comes to an end because I've done nothing but play travel ball and done high school ball. So it's going to be definitely a change after it's all over.
All right.
But so I'm also kind of excited for college. So yeah, very bittersweet.
Yeah. So, all right. So we talked a little offense. So as we just kind of wind down, I said to you, you know, when the ball comes off the bat and you know you hit it pretty good, that's a great feeling. But when you play defense and you know a ball is hit and you get a good jump on it and you kind of chase the ball down, I know that's a pretty good feeling. Is there kind of a play that stands out to you maybe over the career where maybe you were able to leap at the fence and make a grab, or maybe you were kind of able to lay out and make a catch? Is there any of those moments that stand out to you?
Yes, I've had a couple this year. One, we played Rock Island, and we were down by a lot coming into, like, the third inning. And I just remember being on defense, and we had been having a really good inning. There's two outs. There was runners on base, and a ball was hit to left field, the gap. It was, like, between me and left field, and she was a slapper. So that's where the slappers usually tend to hit. So I was already kind of set up in the right area, but I just wasn't quite there. So I had to lay out for it, and I caught it, getting that third out, and then we went into bat. And we were eventually able to almost tie the game.
All right. Well, we're going to end our interview what I asked you. Again, can you give us that favorite softball cheer you have?
Yes. Ball, 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 get out. Ba 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 get out.
All right. I'm gonna listen for that when I do a game and make sure that you're not sitting there silently, that you're leading that cheer for the Tigers. We'll keep up the good work, and as they say, keep swinging from the shoes over there at Sherrard, and enjoy the rest of your senior year.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.